Come here, he says. Arthur walks over to the bed, and Merlin beckons him closer. He doesn't stop until Arthur's face is right in front of his, until they're looking straight into each other's eyes. Then he dips his head and presses a kiss to the very corner of Arthur's mouth. Arthur goes weak. He can't help himself. He knows it's wrong, but the way Merlin's looking at him, the way Arthur was running his hands across those soft cheeks just moments before, it's all too much for him. He surges forward and captures Merlin's lips in a kiss. It's not frantic like that night in the cell. It's not urgent or desperate. It's delicate and tender. They kiss each other like they're breakable, like too much pressure could shatter them into pieces. At some point, Merlin tugs at Arthur's shirt, and Arthur peels it off obligingly. He has to go much slower when he removes Merlin's. His ribs are still purple-blue, and Arthur winces at the sight of them. But Merlin kisses the anguish off his face, lets Arthur lie him down gently on his back, and climb on top of him. Arthur takes his own weight, running one gentle hand across Merlin's chest, savoring the warmth of his skin. The tattoos are bright on Merlin's body, bold and wonderful. Arthur kisses them, bends to lave his tongue across Merlin's nipples, enjoying the quiet whine he elicits. Then Merlin reaches for the buckle on his belt, and Arthur pauses.
Merlin, don't you dare say we should stop, Merlin pants. I will fight you, I swear to God.
Arthur laughs.
No, I just meant, how do you want to?
Oh, Merlin blinks up at him, before frowning slightly. I want to be inside you. The way he says it, so plainly, so honestly, tugs at something deep within Arthur.
Okay, he says happily. We can definitely... Oh.
He suddenly understands Merlin's frown. He's not in any fit state to top, not really. Even if Arthur rode him, he'd be putting too much pressure on Merlin's injured midsection. Merlin looks so frustrated that Arthur almost has to laugh. He leans down to press a kiss to Merlin's lips.
Next time, okay?
He says it without thinking, but Merlin looks up at him with bright eyes. That's a promise, he says seriously, and Arthur can't help but nod.
So, you don't mind?
He asks, gesturing between them.
Merlin grins.
Nope, get on with it. Arthur doesn't need telling twice. He plans another lingering kiss on Merlin, then gets off the bed to retrieve the condom he carries in his wallet and, rather more sheepishly, the loop from the bedside cabinet.
You kept that handy, Merlin teases, raising an eyebrow, and Arthur blushes. Do you know what it's been like sleeping next to you these last few days?
He says, because if Merlin can be honest, then he should try too.
I've nearly gone mad trying not to touch you.
Merlin smiles, and it's a sweet, fragile thing. Touch me now, he says. Arthur shucks off his trousers and climbs back on top of him, still as careful as before. Merlin wastes no time in prising down Arthur's boxers, so Arthur returns the favor. They kiss slowly, affectionately, as Arthur brings Merlin's knees up towards his body. He sees Merlin wince in pain, and he almost stops, but Merlin shakes his head. Please, Arthur.
Tell me if it hurts too much,
Arthur says worriedly. He wants this so much, so badly he can barely draw breath, but it's not worth it if it causes Merlin pain. I will, Merlin promises. Arthur opens him up slowly, moving at such a leisurely pace that Merlin begins to buck up off the bed in frustration. When he finally slides inside, Merlin moans out wantonly, gripping the sheets with his good hand as Arthur presses butterfly kisses to his cheeks. Arthur can't last as long as he'd like, but he's oddly not embarrassed. It's Merlin. It's the one person in the world who's seen him at his very worst. They've been through too much together for Arthur to want to hide anymore. He takes Merlin's cock in his hand as his orgasm subsides and works him to release. Merlin's prettily flushed, his hair damp with sweat as his breathing quickens, and Arthur marvels at the sight of him. He's never seen anyone so beautiful in his life. Never had sex that felt like this before. They lie together for a long time after, Merlin running his fingers through Arthur's hair, tracing patterns on his chest. He goes his hand over Arthur's scar, a reassurance in his touch, and Arthur is grateful. He'll never stop being grateful to Merlin for everything he's shown him. The man is a gift beyond compare. But the afterglow can only last so long. Arthur catches sight of the clock and heaves an inward sigh.
I have to go.
Merlin struggles to sit up. But wait, we didn't...
We'll figure it out when I get back, okay?
Arthur says firmly.
Come nightfall, you'll be out of here.
But...
Shh. Get some sleep.
Arthur waits until Merlin's eyes have closed and his breathing has evened out before he leaves. He can't bear to go before then and miss the moment when Merlin succumbs to sleep. The way his face loses the defensive edge it always takes on in waking moments. It's hard to go, but he knows he has to. This all ends today.